So here's our Act 3 opening, and it's a little bit after Chris's fainting episode at the track. And they've called the doctor, and everyone, you know, every blood test has been taken. There's nothing physically wrong with her. And she's still trying to get Jean and Pablo to scratch the race. She's hoping that they'll think she's too sick, they'll scratch Wildfire, and she will not have to throw the race. Pablo calls her on it. He knows she's not really sick, and he knows there's something going on. But again, Chris is the type she's afraid to tell him. You know, she thinks something could really happen to him, so she's going to deal with it on her own. This is the Davis house. Danny and Matt are interviewing jockeys. This is one of my favorite scenes because this jockey is just so crazy.
Saturday the Classic, I placed third. The Delray Steeple, I placed eighth. And the Gansett Park Mile, I flat out won.
The Gansett hasn't been run since 1990.
So?
Turns out he hasn't been racing for a long time. He's been in drug rehab.
Won any races, and you haven't lost any races. I'm a little confused. What have you been doing?
Cleaning my body of impurities.
Cleaning my body of impurities. And they just look at each other and, so you've been in rehab?
Try fracturing your leg 13 different ways and see how long it takes.
No, we had actually talked about using a jockey who played Stefan Sartino for that role at one point, but he'd been in previous episodes, and we decided not to go with that.
Duncan Barnes.
I called him, he's booked.
So Danny's having a hugely difficult time trying to find a good jockey.
Mr. Davis?
The only one she thinks is really good is Chris, but Chris will not ride for her because she's a Davis. So how in the world will she end up getting Chris to ride for her? We'll have to see.
Chris! But we can't get her.
What kind of attitude is that? You want Chris, you get her.
That's typical Davis. You know, Davis is a hard businessman. He's Machiavellian. He'll do whatever it takes. So when he says, you know, you want Chris, you'll get her, he will find a way. And he wants Danny, his daughter, to figure out a way. Like, he doesn't like, no, that's not a word in Davis's vocabulary.
Hey.
You okay?
Yeah.
Good, now.
And Junior's here to see Chris, you know. They might have broken up, but he still really cares about her. And he's telling her the truth about John Zach and trying to give her some advice and some help.
He's a seriously dangerous guy. Just ask my father.
Your father knows?
And what happens is Chris learns something she didn't know, which is that John Zach knows Junior's dad and has actually been in business with Junior's dad. And that's completely shocking information for Chris. She had no idea.
Because this could be Wildfire's big chance and Rain Trees. I can't just ruin it for them.
Look, I don't know if my dad could help. If I went back to him...
This whole thing goes to sort of the heart of their relationship. Because Junior's done so much for Chris. And he, you know, he genuinely cares about her, but he can't... They're broken up. He can't keep doing these things for her.
Hi,
and
Mr.
they both know it. So
yes, I know.
Chris is going to have to deal with this on her own.
I'm on my way.
But
can you give me 15 minutes?
What will she have to do?
Thank you. Thanks. It's my insurance agent. I have to
go. Take care of your own problems.
This is a really sweet moment between them. They have such great chemistry, I think.
I know.
You just feel like they're meant to be. Doesn't mean they will be, though.
You should go take care of that.
Yeah. But listen, talk to my dad. Maybe he can help.
So here's what Chris does. She does the thing that's most difficult for her. She's like Little Red Riding Hood walking into the Davis den. She goes to Ken Davis to talk to him. And you can just see from the house and everything about it, it's sort of, you know, sort of scary and big and just, you know, this is not where Chris wants to be at all. The last thing in the world she wants to do is ask Ken Davis a favor.
Junior tell you that?
No, I just guessed. I mean, you know everybody.
Okay, so what's your point? So he wants you to throw a race or drug a horse or be quiet. so it's a dirty business. So why are you telling me?
Ken Davis has been around the block. He knows the track. Chris doesn't even have to tell him what's going on. He already knows. He knows John Zach. He knows the track world. He knows how dirty that world is.
Forget it. This is a mistake.
It's like a little cat and mouse game between them.
Listen, I'd be glad to help you out.
You will?
Sure, but...
So this is a real shocker. He'll help her. He'll try to get, you know, John Zach off her back and help the Ritters and help Wildfire, but she's got to do the one thing she does not want to do in exchange, and that's ride for a Davis.